Nancy Pearl loves a good mystery novel. Today, she tells Marcy Silman about a book that mixes history and mystery.
Well, I knew I couldn't let October go by without recommending a mystery.
Okay.
And this is a mystery series by a British writer named Ruth Downey, and it's all set in Roman Britain. The main characters in this series of books are a doctor, a medicus named Russo, and his wife Tilla, who is a native Briton. And so their marriage is fraught with difficulties on both sides of both sides of what is going to be Hadrian's Wall. In this book, Russo and Tilla are at the site where the Roman soldiers are building Hadrian's Wall, and he is tending to them. And a boy goes missing, one of the native Britons, and of course the Romans are suspected. And Tilla and Russo, who have connections on both sides of this wall, have to figure out what really happened.
I must confess that I have read this entire series, and clearly, we don't know stories from the Romans who had invaded the British Isles to build this wall or to control, because the Romans did control the islands. But what I love about the books is that there's this base of history from which Ruth Downey has created all these people.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful way to there's a few other writers who write about ancient Rome. Stephen Saylor is one. Lindsay Davis is another. And I would recommend all of those. But I think that what Ruth Downey does for me is give me such a picture of the time and the place and what life was like then, that I feel as though I'm taking it just a wonderful Roman history class.
Now, you mentioned this is the sixth, you believe, in a series. Can somebody pick up Tabula Rasa?
Yes. Yeah. I think that even though maybe reading them in order, you'll get a more fuller idea of Russo and Tilla's meeting, their marriage, that kind of thing. I really think that you're not going to lose too much by just picking them up, whatever is available at the bookstore or the library where you're going.
I have to just broaden this conversation a bit to talk about mysteries in general, because there are many, many kinds of mysteries. If you had to pick out the key things that a mystery novel has to have, and let's use Tabula Rasa as a case in point, what do you think has to be there for it to really be worth the read?
To be worth a read or to be considered a mystery?
Well, let's talk about considered a mystery. And then
considered a mystery, there has to be a crime. The world as the characters know it has to be disrupted. And by the end of the book, that world has to be put back together. The person who did it has to be caught and punished appropriately.
So that has to be a full circle. That's
right.
What makes them so satisfying. What has to be there to make it worth reading?
Well, for me, I think that's going to be different for everybody. So for me, like you, I need to have really good characters. I always like the kind of setting where I feel immersed, where I'm drawn into it. If it's something like Roman Britain or ancient Greece or something like that, even better. Or the Brother Cadfael mysteries by Ellis Peters, where you're just there in medieval England in a monastery.
The Ruth Downey books also have a hint of comedic elements. They're not dry.
No, they're totally not dry. They're not fast moving. I mean, I think that we need to say that. They're not fast moving. These are novels that happen to have a mystery in them. But what Ruth Downey does that I just so much appreciate is she gives a list of the characters and what their relationship is to the main character.
The book Tabula Rasa, the author Ruth Downey, Downie. Nancy Pearl, thanks.
Thank you, Merce.
Librarian Nancy Pearl joins us every week with a book recommendation. You can find them all at our website, kuow.org. Nancy talked with Marcy Silman.